Datsun with a super sticker on it.
Uh-huh.
Plate is MJM509.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, if he's listening right now, pull over at the next safe opportunity. I'll give him $99.50 just for listening.
Okie dokie.
All righty.
Thanks a ton. Talk to you later.
All righty.
Bye-bye. See, it pays to stick with WLOL.
Heck of a deal.
Yeah, good deal. In the meantime, Bob, it's news time. Hit it.
The administration wants some auto parts marked to cut down on auto thefts. An estimated $4 billion worth of cars are stolen every year. Transportation Secretary Elizabeth Dole proposes that 14 major auto parts have identifying marks. A breakthrough for fat cats in the federal bureaucracy, the Navy has received the okay to buy a special heavy-duty chair for an overweight employee. The customized chair cost $700 compared to $200 for the regular version. But if it holds up, it's a bargain. The guy, who weighs 330 pounds, has broken 15 chairs in the last 19 years.
That's $3,000 worth.
Scientists have found a 225-million-year-old skeleton of a dinosaur in the petrified forest of Arizona. It's the oldest dinosaur known. The scientists say the dinosaur had short front legs and long back ones with a long neck. It was about the size of a German shepherd.
Oh, yeah? Wearing sunglasses. Arizona, I guess.
Sometimes neighbors can be a real pain. Neighbors of Ed Crail in Ashland, Oregon, want their city to do something about Ed's train collection. He's got four full-sized railroad cars in his yard.
Ooh.
In Wilton Manor, Florida, neighbors don't appreciate Vicky Kittle's love for animals, and they want the city to do something about that. Vicky has 39 dogs in her backyard and two horses that she keeps in her bedroom.
Did I hear that right?
Yes, you did.
Oh, beautiful for space. Good night, John Boy. Good night, Mary. Good night, Mr. Ed. Oh, good night. I like this world. I really do. Just when you think that there's not any good reason for continuing through another day, along comes the 7:30 news.
Pour on the power, go for the glory. This is the story of what you're made of. Deep, give strength, it helps you do it. Deep, give strength, it helps you do it.
I put in 10 miles a day, running after two kids. It's true. I wore one of those little gadgets to find out. So I don't expect medals for rescuing teddy bears. I do expect to take care of myself, much as any jock. Beef isn't like some magic pill or anything, but it's got a lot of good stuff for 200 calories. 200 calories in 3 ounces. That kind of nutrition I like knowing about. I mean, you want to talk about a marathon? You're talking mothering.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Beef Council.
Okay, back to you, Bob.
Close one last night. Kent Herbick drove in two runs for the Twins, who almost fell victim again to a ninth-inning jinx. Kirk Gibson tied the game at 4-4 in the ninth with a two-run homer, his fifth home run of the season. And Kurt Wardle notched his first major league victory in relief of John Butcher. Butcher had tried to go the distance, but manager Billy Gardner went to the bullpen, and the Twins won the game 5-4 in 11 innings.
Wait a second. When did Billy Gardner get the boot?
I believe it was late in the game.
Oh.
When he protested. I think this is the way it happened. The first base ump ruled that the pitcher who came over to cover first base for Herbeck did not touch the plate.
The base. The bags. The old sack.
Yeah. Yeah. And Gardner was really upset. Pulled a Billy Martin on the ump.
Kicked dirt out of his shoes?
Kicked dirt on him and stuff.
Yeah.
So they sent him downstairs.
Okie dokie.
They wind up this short series with the Tigers in a 12-15 Family Day game at the Dome. And then what?
Oh.
Blue Jays. Blue Jays in tomorrow for 3 games over the weekend.
Okie doke.
That's enough stuff.
Paul Douglas has got weather stuff. Morning, Paul.
Morning, guys.
How are you?
Pretty good. It looks a little like rain out there this morning.
It is. That's because it's raining.
Oh. The great news is the rain's going to be over for the most part by 8 or 8:30. It's moving quickly to the southeast away from us. The sun is out over the Dakotas, and the weather's going to get better in a hurry. Not so much today, though. We're still seeing a lake wind advisory in effect. Cloudy, windy on the raw side. The light rain tapering off by mid-morning. Maybe a few sprinkles into the afternoon, nothing more. Today's high 58. A few thermometers could hit 60. Those winds out of the northwest today up to 30. And then partial clearing late tonight, 45 for a low. Partly sunny, breezy, nice tomorrow, 63. And Saturday we're seeing partly to mostly sunny and mild with a high of 68 degrees. So some nice weather on the way. Again, if you're heading north, there is a chance of a light frost north of Mille Lacs late Friday night, Saturday morning. So take a heavy jacket for fishing.
And bring your longies, too, because it gets cold when you're sitting in the boat.
Sure does.
Yeah. But you know, the worst part of it is, and I've figured out a way around it, is because then when the sun comes out and it warms up, you're sitting there with long underwear on.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is I put on long underwear and then a pair of cutoffs over it. You know, shorts.
Oh. No. Really?
Yeah, what's you look real stupid, but then see, it's not as warm as two full...
What would happen if you put your long underwear over top of the shorts?
They bunch up.
Yeah.
You people ain't thinking about this stuff. Okay.
55 and rainy.
Thanks, Paul.
See you.
Talk to you later. 22 minutes before 8 o'clock in the morning. Oh, Bergie, I wonder, should I jam one more song in here?
There's time.
Before we do Up Your News?
You can.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I like that. Okay, wonderful, wonderful concept. One more song, and a good song. The Never-Ending Story theme, Lamal. 18 before 8, get me up with the music, WLOL. WLOL. What a nice song. Oh, it's about 14 minutes before 8 o'clock. Up Your News in just 2 minutes' time, so don't touch that dial.
Why?
Well, you don't know where it's been. Oh, see, for me. Oh, yeah.
Valley Fair is changing.
Oh, you should see us now.
Valley Fair is changing.
We're bigger than before.
Valley Fair is changing.
If you missed the first Pepsi preview weekend at Valley Fair, don't you dare miss the second. Save $3 and preview the out-of-this-world new looping starship, the down-to-earth new Red Garter Saloon, the new speeding bobsled ride, the first space shuttle flight in the Pepsi IMAX theater, plus the corkscrew, roller coaster, flume, your other all-time favorites. No coupon needed to save $3. Last chance for Valley Fair's biggest Pepsi preview this Saturday and Sunday. Don't miss it.
We took the biggest day and found 100 ways to add a whole lot more. Valley Fair is changing. Now your day is feeling brighter. You fly a little higher.
A bigger smile can't be found.
Now there's a whole lot more.
So much more.
To the biggest family day around.
Save $3 this Saturday and Sunday at Valley Fair.
Taste the difference.
O-J-A-Y.
Taste the fun.
O-J-A-Y.
For the flavor.
O-J-A-Y.
It's the one.
O-J-A-Y.
We won't freeze the flavor out. We leave the goodness in. It's 100% pure and actually better. Premium tasting to the letter.
O-J-A-Y. Say O-J for juice. O-J-A-Y.
For pure, sweet, full-bodied taste. Say OJ for juice. OJAY. Picked fresh in Florida. Packed fresh right here in Minnesota. 100% pure juice, full of flavor and nutrition. That's why everybody prefers the honest and natural goodness of OJ's premium taste. OJ Orange Juice. In the refrigerator case at your favorite store. Say OJ for juice. Try the pure good taste of OJ today.
Here we go, Bergie. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay.
Now, live from WLOL's spiffy new studios, almost right downtown, it's time for Up Your News. Brought to you by Dodge of Burnsville.
find the way.
Now to the Up Your News News Anchor desk. And Up Your News News Anchor, here's Robert J. Berglund.
Good morning.
Boy, howdy.
Hot rumor in Hollywood is that Lucille Ball is coming out of retirement next season to star in a new TV series about the comic antics of two female cops. It'll be called Cagney and Lucy.
That's cute.
Back to you, John.
The United States House of Representatives has unanimously agreed to a further definition of terms. For now on, any accidental situation resulting from an act by the U.S. House of Representatives will be termed an honest mistake. Any accidental situation resulting from a Senate action will be called a foolish blunder. Back to you, Bob.
NASA says the Space Shuttle Challenger brought back enough information from their last mission to fill 50,000 volumes of 200 pages each.
Whoa!
And a publisher has picked up on it. You'll be able to buy it at your local supermarket starting next week. They're offering one new volume a week for 961 years. Back to you, John.
I hate that, because every set of encyclopedias we ever got, it was like they didn't go grocery shopping the week they were offering the S book. And there's so much stuff in there that you need to find out. It's incredible. Excuse me, sorry.
Back to you, John.
Plans announced by the governor of Iowa to move the city of Portland to Iowa.
Really?
Yes. Making for the world's first Oregon transplant.
You good?
Yeah. Back to you, Bob.
Finally, and coincidentally, our last story is also from Iowa.
Oddly enough,
the University of Iowa has announced plans for a revolutionary new program starting in the fall. They will offer a new course for expectant fathers called Dada Processing.
Oh, no!
This has been Up Your News. Saluting today, Henry Fjord, inventor of the Volvo. Ya-da-da-da-da-da. Thank you. 10 minutes before 8. Nine and a half, WLOL. Oh, hi, good morning. About 5 minutes before 8 o'clock, you know what we could do?
What?
Well, the possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
But we could speak on behalf of Burnsville Sports Center. Hey, we make it move, and they're making it move a mile west of 35W, Highway 13 in Burnsville, and it's a really big deal.
What is?
What do you mean, what is? Every single day at Burnsville Sports Center is a really big deal.
Well, I thought maybe in particular you had some particular item that was a really big deal.
Well, everything is. Mention an item.
Everything in the whole place?
Yeah. I mean, when you look through parts and accessories, biking wear, cycling gear, and then motorcycles from Honda and Yamaha. Yeah. New old stock.
Oh, yeah.
81s, 2s, 3s, 4s. That, you see, they're brand new bikes that come with full warranties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Power products.
Yeah, generators, that's a big deal.
The Honda tillers, the Honda mowers, the Honda riding mowers.
Outboard
the new
motors. Yeah, you looking for an outboard motor for the opener coming up? Go out and get one that really works.
You know, now that you mention it, everything out there is a big deal.
It's a really big deal. And the people out there are a pretty big deal besides. And they are willing to do a big deal for, you know, for customers because they figure the customers are a pretty big deal. Whoa. So if somebody says, hey, what's the big deal? Burnsville Sports Center. Hey.
I see what you mean.
Yeah. You're not thinking about this stuff. Mile west of 35W, Highway 13 in Burnsville. Where they can, and if you happen to park in the Conco shoe store lot because there's not enough parking at the Burnsville Sports Center lot.
Go in and buy some shoes.
Go buy
shoes,
a pair of shoes, too. It's, yeah. It just makes it easier on everybody.
Yeah, good idea.
It really helps a lot. Also, you know, the big Dance America deal coming up.
When is that?
Saturday? Giving away a couple of three-wheelers that came from Burnsville Sports Center.
Well, hey, that's a big deal.
Yeah, it is. See, it's a really big deal. It is a big... Say it for yourself. You ought to get into that deal. You can, of course, because you'll be at the Gubernator's Fishing Opener.
Mm-hmm.
But if you weren't, you'd go to Dance America, because that's going to be a major league evening.
Big deal.
Yeah, well, everything, you know, it's a...
That's what we've got at Big Wheel. Get the message? At a lower price. That's what we've got at Big Wheel.
May 12th through May 26th, Big Wheel Rossi celebrates its new Eden Prairie store with a chain-wide grand opening sale. Save big on all your car and truck needs like Valvoline Motor Oil. Get Valvoline All Climate 10W30 or 10W40 on sale now with rebate only 57 cents a quart. Or get Valvoline Turbo 5 10W30 or Racing Oil 20W50 for only 89 cents. With Valvoline's rebate on a 12-quart purchase, you save an additional 20 cents per quart. That's savings at Big Wheel Rossi. Get our circular in your paper or in store.
Come take a look and see that we got more at Big Wheel. Get the message? Big Wheel. Get the message? At a lower price. Big Wheel. Get the message? Big Wheel.
What are you doing?
Well, Roger, when did you stop using filters in the coffee pot?
Well, it's pretty good, isn't it? I threw an egg in there to kind of gather them up.
Take the shell out.
Oh. It does, oh, yeah.
It does give it a little more substance.
It does, yeah. You know. Couple of minutes before 8, 55, still some light rain. Rain taper off through the morning hours, become a mostly cloudy afternoon, a 58-degree high day today. Goody. WLOL. WLOL. Hang on, here's Dan in the van. Hi, Dan, how you doing?
Good, I'm doing good.
Where are you now?
I am in Plymouth right now. I'm on Highway 55 heading west. I just crossed the 494 junction. And I'm following a red Plymouth with three super stickers on it. The license plate is MED132.
You got to believe that they're listening.
I think they are.
And if they'll pull over at the first safe opportunity, they're good for $99.50 because it pays to stick with WLOL.
All righty, they just gave me a wave, so.
Good work.
All righty.
Talk to you later.
I know.
Bye-bye. It's a couple of minutes after 8, WLOL, Minneapolis, St. Paul. News time. Hit it, Bob.
The Commerce Department reports housing starts went up another 1.6% in April, taking the level of new housing activity to its highest point in over a year. But building permits showed there could be a slowdown in the near future, dropping 4.9%. Congressman Charles Rangel, head of the House Drug Committee, says the military role in stopping drug trafficking must be expanded. He says there's no question, but the New York Democrat rules out any arrest powers for the military. Some critics say the military could threaten civil liberties. Government scientists say some people can carry the AIDS virus undetected for more than 5 years while they spread it to other people. The research was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. The scientists say their finding underscores the importance of screening blood donors. I love some of the stuff people do. Margaret Gray wanted to be an honest cop, so when she was interviewed for a job on the Fort Lauderdale, Florida police force, and Internal Affairs Detective Richard Hoffman asked her if she'd ever stolen any money, she said, sure. She's been stealing $500 a week for the last 2 years from her employer, the Salvation Army. That came as a big surprise to the Salvation Army, but after 8 months of subpoenaing and poring over financial records, police have now verified her candid statement and arrested her. Said one detective, their bookkeeping system isn't very good and there's no inventory control. By the way, she did not get the police job.
Ah.
Or how about this one? James Ray Noah passed his lie detector test to land a job as a cashier with the A1 check cashing service of Phoenix, but he failed to put in even one honest day's work. 5 hours after he started, he vanished, and so did $23,000. There's more. 27-year-old Terry Goslin walked into a branch of the Breton Atlantic Bank in France, pulled his revolver, and announced a holdup. Bank employees told him he'd have to talk that over with the manager. They chatted about it in the manager's office, and Goslin, who badly needed money, agreed to sell his revolver to the manager for $60. Of course, by that time, the cops were there.
And there's the manager holding the gun.
In Rhode Island, the transportation department told Santina DeSantis She could not wear her fur coat to work as a construction flag person.
I can understand where they...
But then they thought better of it and said, well, okay, you can wear the fur coat as long as you're just wearing it to keep warm on the job. However, the high heels will have to go.
Perhaps if she was to spray paint it fluorescent orange.
Love this country.
Love yeah, this is great.
At Nautilus Swim and Fitness Centers, we know that a good workout takes a lot more than good intentions. Our certified professional instructors custom tailor your exercise plan, utilizing over 60 pieces of Nautilus equipment, lap pool, indoor running track, aerobics and aerobicycles to build, tone, and strengthen your whole body. Work out anytime you like. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At Nautilus Swim and Fitness, you'll get more than good intentions. You'll get results. Our special limited membership offers end Sunday, May 19th at our centers in Roseville, Fridley, Bloomington, Eagan, and Richfield. Nautilus Swim and Fitness, for workouts that work.
Back to you, Bob.
The Twins beat Detroit last night 5-4 in 11 innings. That series concludes at 12:15 today. The NHL playoffs resume tonight with Game 6 in both the Campbell and Wales Conference. In Chicago, the Blackhawks continue their high-scoring matchup with Edmonton. So far, the home team's won every game played in a series that's produced 59 goals, including 36 by the Oilers. If Chicago wins, the series goes back to Edmonton on Saturday for the seventh and deciding game. At Philadelphia tonight, the Flyers carry a 3-2 edge over Quebec in that tightly played Wales final. The Flyers and Nordiques have scored only 13 goals each and needed one overtime game to reach that number. Game 7, if necessary, would be played at Quebec on Saturday.
Okie doke.
And a bill allowing hunters to kill two deer in some cases was approved by the Minnesota Senate yesterday. A similar bill is awaiting House action. The measure also directs the removal of wild elk from state farmland. DNR Commissioner Joe Alexander says they endorse the action taken by the Senate on the deer issue. Current law limits hunters to one deer per season. The bill would allow bow and gun hunters to request a license to kill a second deer in areas where hunters don't remove enough of the herd during the regular season. The DNR plans to test the program for 3 years.
Well, if they have to remove wild elk, you know, no elk's allowed, then pretty soon it's going to spread to Rotary Club members, Kiwanis, just one after another. I don't know. Where will it all?
I don't know. Yeah.
Here's Paul Douglas with our weather stuff for this morning.
Good morning.
Hi there.
Drag out your trustiest umbrella or waterproof raincoat and prepare to get a little wet around the edges on the way to work or school. A troublesome storm over northern Wisconsin will treat us to a wind-driven fit of rain this morning. Our storm-bruised sky should finally begin to heal and brighten up just a tad this afternoon. The sun is out at this hour over the Dakotas, and we will see a few gulps of desperately needed sunshine tomorrow, with even more sun by Saturday for the opener. Here's the Twin Cities forecast. A lake wind advisory is in effect. Cloudy, windy, and raw today. Light rain this morning will taper off just a few sprinkles this afternoon. Today's high 58. Those winds out of the northwest at 15 to 30. Clouds will give way to partial clearing late tonight, low 45. Partly sunny, breezy, and a lot nicer tomorrow, a high of 63. Saturday's outlook, partly to mostly sunny and mild. It will be chilly early in the morning, temperatures in the low to mid 40s for you fisher folk. But by late afternoon, Saturday's high 68. I'm News 11 meteorologist Paul Douglas with the 11 Outlook on Hit Radio WLOL.
Thanks, Paul. 9 minutes after 8 o'clock, it's 55 degrees, some light rain showery stuff. And a half, WLOL. Oh boy, 14 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning. Let's see, Kurt Geisler, Tony and Andy Smith Lori Carlson, Bill Blake, Erica, Jody Jensen, Krista, and Todd all have birthdays today.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday from Hopalong Cassidy.
And from me, John Hines.
And me, Bob Berglund.
And me too, Roger.
What are you doing in there?
Happy birthday to you.
George.
Yeah.
This is Liberace's 66th birthday today. Billy Martin is 57.
The 150th birthday of Linus Vitamin. Oh. He was a famed sailor, discovered the sea that bears his name today.
You get it?
Yeah. Vitamin C, that's the joke, see? Sorry.